Okay, Michelle, come up here if you would. This is Michelle Loss. We had our Saturday evening prayer this last Saturday, I think, till 10:30 at night. We're praying through the Lord's Prayer. She got up here at the end and kind of wept her way through a word, a vision she saw. And I wanted her to share this tonight because, again, what we're praying for is way higher than I think any of us realize. We're praying, yes, for an invasion of the Jewish man, Christ Jesus, on planet Earth. Think about that next time you pray, let your kingdom come, because you're praying for an invasion on planet Earth. And so she had this cool vision out of the book of Daniel. I just wanted her to share this with us.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I haven't met a lot of you yet, but nice to meet you. the night that we were having the prayer night, I felt the Lord tell me to bring my sketch stuff. So I grabbed it, and I'd heard about people doing prophetic sketching, but hadn't tried it. And then the Lord just kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, like, open it up. And so I tried to just like turn my hand over to the Lord. And immediately this picture of a large boulder at the top of a hill just started coming. And so I was sketching it. But on the underside of the boulder, right where the boulder sat on this, and it was a beautiful hill, nice and grassy, and kind of wanted to be there. But where the boulder was on the underside, it looked like there had been chips, like things had been hitting it and chipping at it and just chipping away at it. It hadn't really hurt the boulder, but it had been hit a lot. And it was during the time that we were praying against abortion, and it almost felt like every abortion was like another hit. And my thoughts went then to Daniel when he interprets the dream about the statue with the different kingdoms, the different layers of metals, and when it gets to the feet, there's one that's mixed with iron and clay. And it says that in the dream, a stone strikes the image and becomes a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And I felt like the Lord was really showing me that that picture of the stone was the kingdom of God, and that every hit that the world, that the enemy tries to take on the kingdom of God really just tips it just a little more. It's not going to destroy it, but very soon that balance will shift and that stone's just going to roll. And then I really felt like the Lord was really making me think about the iron and the clay, because it said that's what makes that kingdom at the bottom weak. And it says because iron was mixed with clay, and iron and clay do not mix. And the Lord was just kind of showing me that iron was supposed to be strong, but because it mixed with something it never should have mixed with, it became weak. And whether that was something the Lord was showing me about a nation, about our nation, about the kingdoms of men, or it felt a lot just personally to his people, that he's destined us for strength, but when we allow mixture to come into our lives, it does nothing but weaken us. And then immediately my thought went to, he took me to Matthew, where it talks about the salt. What good is salt? We are the salt of the earth, and what good is it if it's lost its flavor? And a long time ago, I had done a study on what does that mean, like salt losing its flavor. The reason it would lose its flavor is because people would mix it with other minerals to try to stretch it and make it go farther, which I felt like the Lord like really talked to me a lot about the ministry of the church. Do we try to push it farther by mixing it with other things that it shouldn't be mixed with? But also just personally, like, we are the salt of the earth, and when we mix ourselves with these other passions, with these other things, and guys, this felt like a personal word, but the Lord was like, you go share it. So I'm preaching this to me, just, not to mix. And then I just felt like when I was sitting there, a sermon I listened to today, they said, God took his people out of Egypt, but what he wants is to get Egypt out of his people. And I think that's all I'm supposed to say. Nice to meet you.
Amen. 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 Michelle Loss, Caleb Loss's wife, and related to Eric and Candace Loss and their whole clan. So they're all out in Augusta. If you ever want to drop by for a free meal, they will have it ready for you.